Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, we continue our election coverage for the 2016 general election with a Ramsey candidate. Laurie Hooper will be, I think, 29 on election day, which means, what, you're 28 now? No, you're 29 now. Right, so you're married, originally from South Wales, a chartered accountant, a commissioner in the town, indeed chairman this year of Ramsey Commissioners, I'm right in saying that, a Liberal Vannin party. One of the statements, we are bound, this is Liberal Vannin, we are bound by party politics, which we all agree and are set down in the party manifesto. Everything else is a free vote. That's a fairly loose binding together of a party, isn't it?
Yes, well, I think it has to be. Manx people are very much in favour of independent candidates, and so are we as a party. So, like any candidate, you put down in your manifesto the policies that you want to stick by, policies you want to agree with. Everything else, you make your mind up as they come up throughout the term. It's a complex arena, politics. You can't write down at the start of a five-year term everything you want to do and everything you want to achieve.
It does sound as if you're trying to get the best of both worlds, party politics and be an independent at the same time.
I like the way that you described Liberal Vannin there as the best of both worlds. That is just the way I see it.
I said you were trying to get the best of both worlds. Don't say whether you'd achieved it or not, but that's what you're trying to achieve.
That is exactly what we're trying to achieve.
You use the phrase a Lib Van government. Do you see Liberal Vans getting enough candidates in to actually get into government, to actually be the government?
I see us getting enough candidates in to form part of a government, most definitely.
But not the whole government? You don't see them?
Well, we're not running enough candidates to form a whole government.
Your party leader, of course, is Kate Beecroft. Do you see her as Chief Minister?
I think Kate would make an excellent Chief Minister, but like I said, we're not running enough candidates to form our own government, so what we're looking at really is some form of coalition.
You say with the current financial position, it needs a central government taking a hard look at services it provides with more responsibilities for local authorities. Let's have a look at this. What services should be looked at, do you think, as regards to savings?
All of them. We have to look at absolutely everything the government provides. The way that we raise money needs to be looked at. The way that we spend money needs to be looked at. And the way that we deliver services.
That is being looked at the moment, isn't there?
But it's been looked at for the past 20 years, as far as I can see, but not a lot of changes have happened. It's only recently that they've started to actually push more responsibility back into local authorities. And I think they need to speed up that process and look at it more across the board, a wider area, and put more services back in the hands of local authorities.
You say you'd like to explore a privately funded deep water link span to encourage competition in freight transport and cruise liner business. You're talking about savings on one side. That would be a very expensive endeavour, wouldn't it?
It would. I think the phrase in the manifesto is a privately funded deep water link span.
Privately funded deep water link span.
Yes, yeah. So it's not actually government money that's coming out there. We're looking for private investment to develop.
You think you'd get that? Do you think people would be interested to do that?
I'd like to think so. You have to aim big, I think, sometimes.
Well, certainly, in this case, where would you base it? Would it be in Ramsey up there by the pier?
I think ideally I'd like to see as much development in Ramsey as possible, but being realistic, it's a Douglas development, that.
Talking about Ramsey, more promotion of Ramsey is something you're standing for. How can Ramsey become the Manx Northern powerhouse? What does it need to do to itself?
Well, better advertising is a start. I mean, the regeneration of the town centre has helped greatly. It's really improved the way that our town looks and feels. I think it's reinvigorated the high street. I think we need to do more of that. I think there needs to be more government incentives for businesses to set up and locate outside of Douglas in places like Ramsey. And I think on top of that, the commissioners need to really double up their efforts to advertise and market the town.
Sort of put big posters up in places. Come to Ramsey because that's the place to be, that sort of thing.
More than just posters. I think we need to get out there on sort of international or national radio and television, national newspapers in the UK, really start selling Ramsey and the Isle of Man as a place to come and a place to be.
Last thought, Brexit. Where should the Isle of Man be looking for allies in the years ahead?
Again, the answer to that is everywhere. We have to be willing to look at all the options, whether we still work with the UK, whether we look further afield to places like Ireland or Scotland, or whether we actually start negotiating with the EU directly. The important thing is we have to do what's best for the island and not what's best for the UK.
Laurie Hooper standing in, Ramsey. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Laurie Hooper. That continues our election coverage for 2016.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.